Quiet Mind, Day 8, Burn the Pain Away, How Conscious Attention Transforms Suffering into Strength. So what happens when you stop feeding your pain body, the emotional parasite that feeds off old wounds and drama? Magic, basically, not woo-woo magic, but real transformation. Consciousness, the simple act of being aware, doesn't fight the pain, it absorbs it. Think of it like sunlight dissolving fog. You don't yell at the fog to go away, you just let the sun rise. The pain body is made of trapped life energy, a chunk of you that got broken off and turned against itself through mind identification. It's like a snake that forgot it was a snake and now tries to eat its own tail. That's why so much of our civilization feels like it's self-sabotaging, because the pain body isn't just personal, it's collective too. When you start disidentifying with it, when you become the watcher, it'll still try to trick you back into feeding it. It'll throw tantrums, create body aches, stir up anger, or whisper dark thoughts in your ear. But don't panic. This is normal. It's just the leftover momentum of a wheel that's no longer being spun. Let it spin out. Watch it with presence. Feel it without judgment. And most importantly, don't think about it. Thinking about pain is how you get sucked back in. See when your thoughts start aligning with the pain body, replaying old hurts, plotting revenge, feeling hopeless. You've lost the watcher and become the pain again. That's what unconscious really means here, being emotionally possessed and not realizing it. The cure is simple but demanding. Stay aware. Stay present. The pain body can't survive in the light of your attention. It's like a parasite that starves when you stop feeding it your identification. This process of simply watching the pain, feeling it fully without becoming it, transforms it. That's what the ancient alchemists were really talking about. Not turning lead into gold, but turning suffering into consciousness. The split within you heals. You become whole again. Here's the short version. Feel the pain. Don't think about it. Don't label, judge, or narrate. Just notice. Then notice yourself noticing. That silent watcher inside, that's you. That's presence. That's power. And when you're in that space, the pain body can't touch you. For many women, the pain body stirs up particularly before their period. This isn't just biology. It's an opportunity. That emotional intensity can be a portal if you can stay present and feel it without losing yourself in it. Deep healing becomes possible. What usually feels like torment can become a fast track to transformation. This whole practice is simple enough to teach a child, and hopefully one day it will be. Once you've experienced what it means to be the watcher, you've unlocked one of the most powerful tools for inner change that exists. But it won't always be easy. If you've spent your whole life building an identity out of pain, becoming the victim, the angry one, or the anxious mess, then letting go can feel terrifying. That's your ego clinging to its storyline. It's not just pain you're releasing, it's who you think you are. Watch that fear too. Notice how strangely satisfying it feels to be miserable, how often you replay the same sad song in your mind. The moment you shine light on this, the spell starts to break. And once you stop identifying with the pain, it begins to dissolve. No one can do this for you, but being around someone who is deeply present, like a spiritual teacher or even a therapist who's anchored beyond their own ego, can help you ignite your own fire. Presence is contagious like that. When one log burns, it can set the next one ablaze. Eventually, you become the fire yourself.